We're doing laws of Shabbos. When it comes to davening Shabbos morning, there are two different customs. You'll notice that in this neighborhood as well. Some have the custom that they wake up nice and early Shabbos morning, they go and they finish davening, and then they come home at an early hour, and they have time to eat and drink and learn and be with their families. Others, and this is the prime minhag, I think, in Chutz La'aretz, they start late Shabbos morning. So some shuls start 7:30, and some shuls start 8, and other shuls start 8:30, and other shuls start 9. And if you go to the United States, you'll even find that 9:30 and Chabad starts at 10. Right. Now, there's a halachic source for this, and it's all fine. It's all in honor of Shabbos. But you have to know a few things if you're going to do this. Number one, you have to know that sometimes the minyanim don't make Zman Kriya Shema, meaning you have to say Shema by a certain hour. I think today's Zman Kriya Shema is about 9:30 now. I don't have a calendar on me, I don't think. Okay, so I think it's about 9:30-ish these days. Maybe it's 9-ish.
It's usually 9:30 for driving. But is there a time for Shmor Esrei too?
There's also a deadline for
it's
when
9 o'clock
is Zman Kriya Shema. Okay,
according to the Gra,
that's for now. No, I don't mean the Gra. I mean even the later time.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the Gra is later time, right? What they call the Gra is later time, right? So you go to a minyan that starts at 9, even a minyan that starts at 8:30, they're not saying Kriya Shema on time. So you have to say Shema at home. You say the blessing on learning Torah, and you say Shema at home. That's okay. The issue begins if you're going to minyan that starts at 10 and you have to be done with saying Shmona Esrei with Shacharit by 10:20 or 10:30, that's about the time now, you're not doing that. So that's a problematic minyan. That's not really acceptable. A person should say his Kriya Shema and Shmona Esrei within the time that the halacha allots, which means you can't dominate a 10 o'clock minyan. That's not going to daven shachar sometime in Malasot. Now, I want to challenge you to try. Try a Shabbos with waking up early. We used to have, up until 2 years ago, when we were living in the neighborhood, so we used to have a shir in my house where guys would get up at 6 or 5:30, daven next door, finish the davening at 8, and then come to my house for coffee and cake. And while their friends were just rolling out of bed here in the Machon, we were sitting at home making kiddush, learning, eating, enjoying. It's a totally different Shabbos. Now, many people never experience this in their lives, this idea of getting up early on a Shabbos morning. But if you try it, you'll see that there's a beautiful thing to it. You suddenly have a much longer Shabbos. You have time to sit and learn with your kids. You have time to learn with yourself. You have time to take a nap before the morning meal. Saying, otherwise, you roll out of bed into Shachris. You barely wake up by the time Musaf rolls around. You sit down to the meal. You finish your chont. You got to go back to sleep again after that, right? You wake up again. It's Mincha time. And there, the whole Shabbos went with sleeping, eating, sleeping, davening, gamarnu, the whole Shabbos. And there's so much more to Shabbos if you wake up early. Especially in the winter when you could go to sleep early, but even in the summer. Now, another way to accomplish this is to take a nap Friday afternoon. You guys can still do it, you're bachelors. Very often people come into Shabbos totally tired, and then they don't have the strength to be with their family or be with their kids. And then Shabbos morning they haven't fully caught up, and then the whole Shabbos is really playing catch up on sleep, where that's not what Shabbos should really be like. If you get a good nap before Shabbos, you could have koach. That's why I don't make kiddush on wine. I won't drink schnapps at the Friday night meal. Even if I'm a guest and people offer it to me, because how could I help put the kids to sleep? Schnapps knocks me out. How could I help do the dishes? After some schnapps, I'm not going to last the dishes. And the same thing Shabbos morning. A person has to calculate what he wants his Shabbos to be like. And again, I challenge you to try once or twice to daven early Shabbos morning, and you'll see It's a totally different shambles. What we usually had was people who tried it, kept doing it. Oh, we had a steady crowd of people who'd get up every Shabbos morning and daven at 6 o'clock and then come at 8 o'clock to learn. Okay.
You say that Kriya Shema must be 9 o'clock. Must be or should be?
Maybe. Must be by 9 o'clock. You have to read Shema.
So if you wake up so early...
It must be before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
There's a mitzvah to go to do a mitzvah swiftly, and going to shul is also a mitzvah. You're supposed to go swiftly. So even though on Shabbos our gait, the way we walk, is supposed to be a leisurely gait, it's supposed to be a walking that signifies that I'm at rest, it's Shabbos. Nonetheless, when I'm going to shul or to do another mitzvah, it's okay, I'm allowed to run. Obviously, when I'm leaving shul, so I'm not going to do mitzvah, then I'm supposed to walk slowly. And you'll see that people really fulfill this. You see the shuls, everyone slowly walks out, and people are talking, and they're taking their time getting home. That's this halacha.
Someone said you can't run to shul.
Right? That's what we're saying.
But you tell me you can run to shul.
You could run to shul to do a mitzvah. You can run.
That's
correct?
What I can do.
Okay.